Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
Rappahannock YMCA, our focus this morning. Devlin Richards from the Y is here along with Naomi Murdoch, and we're going to talk about a number of events coming up, and especially spend a lot of the program of talk about getting fit and getting in shape with Naomi. Good morning to both of you. Thank you for both coming in.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a while since, Devlin, you've been here, but Naomi, you were here end of last year, and we talked about a lot of good exercise and get fit things, and so we'll
we will
get into that as we go along this morning. First of all, though, Devlin, I want to talk to you about something that just a couple of weeks ago, pretty exciting, groundbreaking for the some new tennis courts, that are coming to the Y.
Oh, very exciting! It's for our five outdoor lighted tennis courts, and you know, we're hoping to see some major progress here in the next couple of months. So by the time next spring, we'll be having some wonderful programs and tennis, you know, tournaments. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It was a really a moving program, the whole program. And I'll let you just describe a little bit of it, because it really was the funding for a lot of this has come from one person and or a family, and just a really a neat story.
Yeah, the Freed family. And, you know, they have a son who was born in a time where there wasn't a lot of knowledge on, you know, chromosomal defects or mental disabilities, but oh gosh, hearing the story of how strong-willed his mother was to say that her son was going to live a normal life. And so, yeah, John, he grew up, he was very athletic. They saw that tennis was a good thing for him, and so he started training, and he, I'm pretty sure he was ranked one in the world in Special Olympics for tennis. And so these courts are in honor of him, and it's going to be called the John Freed, you know, Tennis Complex.
They're going to be located kind of right out front as you come up to the Y in South Stafford there on Butler Road.
Right in front of our water park. So it's and we'll have a couple of pickleball courts too on the side. So that whole land there is just going to be transformed, and it's going to be this huge tennis complex.
I am embarrassed to say, and when I tell you this, you're going to say,
oh, Lord,
what other things, and you know, you need to get around. I had never been in and seen the indoor tennis courts
have four indoor tennis courts.
They are just fantastic.
They are fantastic. I like to go back every, you know, a couple times a week and hit some tennis with my dad. But and then we have, you know, that nice, if you were able to get up there, but that nice area that overlooks them.
Yeah, you get to see that. No, I had never seen the inside, and I thought, well, this is nice in itself. But to have the two facilities now, which you've got indoor and the outdoor courts, are really going to be nice.
They're going to be spectacular, Ted. It's going to, and what we're going to do for our community, like, once again, here's my dad that has this vision and dream and these people that support it. And, you know, we're going to have programs to serve the children that we already serve in our before and after school care. Mm-hmm. But come, go to where they're located, pick them up, bring them, let them experience the sport of tennis, have healthy snacks, and then bring them back home. And it's just going to be such an amazing experience to see this develop throughout the years.
You mentioned the water slide. I am happy to report that I made it through another year without you guiding me up to the top and pushing me down.
We're going to blindfold you next year. I'm putting on my bucket list.
I'm good to watch. Look at the water slide from afar. But I know it was a good summer for everything.
Summer.
Every time I went by, I would see more often than not that it was filled up, and that you had to wait till some people left before you could get in.
Hit lots of days of full capacity. I mean, it's such a great escape to, you know, and you can stay local. I mean, it's a wonderful like mini vacation.
Yeah, yeah. And this time of year, now the water slide is closed, the trails around the Y are just terrific. If you've never gone, I mean, you can go to so many places. You can either walk around the park, you can either walk around Pratt Park, you can walk over to Belmont. There's just a number of different options you have.
And the track that goes behind the YMCA, that takes it down to River Road, is beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a little hilly, though, but still beautiful.
And as we talk about things going on at the Y this morning, the website, family-ymca.org, has all the information, yes. family-ymca.org. And each it's good to keep up on things because don't each individual Y, you've got the Butler Road one, you've got King George, you've yep. got Caroline, you've got Spotsylvania, and everybody has their own kind of specialized programs.
I mean each Y is unique and they have what works for that community, and I mean there is a sense of a few of the big programs, and Naomi is a big part of it, that we're trying to expand to each YMCA, some mm-hmm. you know, really main ones like the diabetes prevention program. But each Y has something that works and makes them unique. And so it's so neat. So when you have a membership, I mean, you're welcome. And soon it's going to be a whole nationwide thing, but you're welcome at any of our Ys. So it's always nice to maybe check out one of the other Ys that may not be, you know, the one that you go to, because it is a little different.
Yeah. Well, I know, like at Halloween, and we're going to talk about some Halloween things that are going on at the Y. But I know the King George Y does Halloween big time.
They do.
They really do. A couple of years ago, saw it was like a haunted house thing that they did, and it was really good.
Yeah, they have they have a nice hayride, but they do a nice haunted house in the pavilion. I choose not to go out there anymore. Okay, I have two little ones, so I can use that. But they do zombie runs and Macid. They have a really scary haunted ride.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh yeah. Now they go to around the trail behind the Y.
Yeah.
And that was a little creepy.
We'll be doing that one. Ron Rosner just had their creepy crawly this past weekend.
They did. Yeah.
My little one there. It was fun. Yes.
Anything?
Yeah, lots of fun.
Was there anything creepy, or did
we didn't do any of the creepy things because yeah. I had a little 4-year-old.
Right.
We did the hayride. We did all of the activities in the gym. He went through all these little tunnels, so he had lots of fun. Got some baked goods.
Yeah.
No, it's a blast.
Yeah. Again, check it out, family-ymca.org, the website, and that will give you all the information. And we'll mention it a couple of times, but Devlin, one of the things about the Y is you're there for the community, mm-hmm. and if someone's not able to pay, there are scholarships available,
yeah.
and they'll find a way. Your dad, Barney Riley, was in just a few months ago, and we were talking about this. Mm-hmm. You'll find a way to get people in.
Just like our saying, if we don't turn anyone away for their inability to pay. I mean, and we true to our core, and,
yeah.
and we will find a way.
Family-ymca.org, the website. We are talking about the Y. And when we come back, Naomi Murdoch here, the community health director, and we are going to jump into a number of things that are going on the health front with the Y. We'll do that on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Naomi Murdoch and Devlin Richards from the Rappahannock YMCA here this morning as we talk about Y programs. And you have, Naomi, a really big health fair coming up on November 3rd.
We do. We're super excited about that. It's on November 3rd from 9:30 to 1:30 p.m. And we're actually in partnership with Mary Washington Hospital. We're always excited about that partnership. We've done a lot of great things together. This event is really aimed to just educate, motivate, empower people to kind of really explore their wellness opportunities. Right now we'll have over 35 vendors and counting, and they're really there just to increase health and awareness and disease prevention, to provide health screenings such as blood pressure checks, blood glucose, hearing and vision, and really to encourage attendees to explore new ways of achieving health and wellness through yoga and massage and health coaching.
Yeah. Now, to have all of this there, it was just a couple of weeks ago, I went to something similar and had blood pressure checked and a bunch of different things. And it's good to every once in a while find out that you might feel fine, but you never know.
It's really, really important to know your numbers. And so many people don't know what their blood pressure is, don't know mm-hmm. what their sugar levels are. And really that can lead to, you know, chronic conditions. So we really want to empower people to know about their health and wellness and get those numbers checked. So we'll have all of those types of screenings available that day.
And these are the kind of things so many things you can just go to the internet and find out things, but you, certain things you got to go and you got to get tested. And for me anyway, it was really peace of mind to know I thought I was doing a lot of things okay, and I was okay, but it was good to have someone say, hey, this looks good.
Absolutely. We tend to think sometimes that everything is good, but when we look at diabetes, for instance, or even like pre-diabetes, like 86 million people in our country have pre-diabetes, but only 10% know. So we really need to, you know, go out there and get those numbers checked. And it's really nice to have health fairs such as this one where the health professionals are there to answer the questions that you have and get those screenings completed.
And it doesn't take very long either.
Not at all. I mean, a blood glucose screen can take 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. No. When they checked for the sugar, and they prick your finger, stick something in this little machine. It was amazing to watch them do it.
It's really cool. It's very quick, and it gets you what you need.
And so much is made of, I mean, community health. They're the wise doing things. There's a big emphasis, but you got to have people. You got to go out and actually take the time to go and do it.
You got to take the time. And the great thing about this as well is that it's free. It's open to the public.
Yeah.
You know, we really want to make sure that we are able to provide these resources to as many people that need them. You know, we're going to have lots of different people there providing services like free flu shots. We're going to have Centera's mammography coach there doing mammograms. Lions Club will be doing hearing and vision tests. So we'll be seeing all different types of community organizations coming together to really provide the education that our community can use.
This is really, again, it's November 3rd, and that's a Friday, isn't it?
Friday.
That's a Friday. Yes. It's from 9:30 to 1:30, and maybe you get off of, you go into work a little late, or you go do it during lunch, but
absolutely,
go out and do it.
As well as we really want to, you know, cater to our seniors as well that are out there and really say, hey, look, come in and get to know all of your numbers and know what we actually have available at the YMCA, because the Y will be open to everyone that day to check out our facility as well. We'll have fitness demos, so we'll be doing a lot of demos catered to seniors, dance, you name it. We'll have it there that day so people can kind of see what's going on at the Y and get a little taste of what we do each and every day.
No, I'm glad you mentioned seniors, because a lot of times I think seniors think you get to a certain age and you're like, doesn't matter anymore.
No, absolutely not. When we look at our diabetes prevention program, the program in and of itself, when seniors go into it, 60 and above actually see a 71% reduction in actually developing the onset of type 2 diabetes. So just by getting involved in those programs, we've really seen a reduction in the onset or the development of type 2 diabetes in adults age 60 and over.
And like you said about the programs, the Y has just some terrific programs, whether for senior citizens, whether it's, you know, swimming in the morning or walking or just, you know, working out on the machines, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, we have all kinds of various therapeutic equipment. We have a lot of senior classes. We have our Young at Heart classes. We have therapeutic movement classes, which are really designed for anyone that has any kind of chronic condition or limited ranges of motion. So we have chair yogas and fun dance movements. You name it, we have it available. We have over 75 class formats.
Well, in the classes, I remember being over at the Y for something, and Devlin and I were walking around going to somewhere, and there were these classes. They were really have fun.
They were
laughing hilariously about something, but they were really having a good time.
That's what it's all about. It's really about engaging and connecting with each other, and that's the environment that we're really trying to create at the YMCA. It's not just about getting exercise, but it's about, you know, socializing and just getting to know other people and experiencing life together in a great environment.
Well, and that's the whole thing as far as for exercising goes and dieting and those kind of things. It doesn't have to be. You don't always have to have a bad look on your face and let's just try to get through this.
Absolutely.
You can have fun doing it.
We can have fun. It's small steps. It's moderate exercise. It doesn't have to be extremely intense. It's about taking those small steps that make big differences down the road.
Well, and I didn't tell you this off the air because you were in the end of last year, and I was thinking I've got to make some changes here, and we talked about, you know, setting New Year's resolutions.
Yeah.
And you set me on the path of where all of a sudden you just said, if you cut out sugar and you reduce red meat and you do a lot more exercise, things can happen.
And how's that going for
And
you?
It's gone really well.
That's awesome.
And I've had a great time going over and walking on the trails by the Y. There, because you can – when I said to Devlin earlier, it's from experience, you can go a different trail every day of the week and not repeat what you do.
Absolutely. There's so many ways and types and things to do. Physical activity can be so many things to so many people. So don't limit yourself to think that you have to just do a class or you have to just walk. You can do all kinds of things to make yourself physically active.
No, and you eliminated from my life sugary, sugary drinks, and it had a huge difference.
It makes a big difference.
The other night I was somewhere, and someone said was going to give. They said, "Here, you can have a Gatorade," and I wanted it, but I thought, "Nope, too much sugar in that. I'll take the water."
There we go. See, that was an awesome choice.
So, and that's all that. I mean, you were the one. I had been looking at things, and I actually didn't know, how do I actually implement this? And you made it just sound so easy.
I am glad I did.
Yeah.
Little steps, one thing at a time, just slowly reducing the amount that you intake makes a big difference over time. So it might not seem like just eliminating one per day makes a difference, but over time it really adds up.
It does. And you start thinking, I'll be at places or at the end of the day and you think, you know, beforehand, if this had been a year ago, I'm drinking several sugary drinks or having candy or this or that. And it isn't as difficult.
It's not as difficult. So we need to keep that in mind as Halloween comes up, the season of lots of candy.
Oh, gosh.
Yes. Oh, I know. And I've already seen because we got some candy for giving it out. And I looked at that bag. And I did. In fact, I thought to myself, boy, a year ago, I would have been in that bag already.
Like literally in the bag?
Literally in the bag, yes. Totally.
We're going to get a little cutout of Naomi with like pointing at you, and we're going to put it all around where you go.
Watch the sugar.
Yeah.
But you do those kind of things, and then like I said a couple weeks ago, when I got tested for some of this stuff, especially the sugar level, which a year ago would not have been that way, it's you go to something like a health fair.
Yep.
After you follow some of this and you actually see the results.
You do, and it just really gets you excited because you know that you're doing something good for your body, and it just, again, it just really gives you that quality of life.
Well, and it's so easy. You see something, a community health fair is going on, and you just think, yeah, I know, I should do that. But you should do it. At least go and get and find out what your base is here,
yep.
And then – you know, go to it, and then a few months later, go back to another one and see how you've improved.
And also, you'll be surprised to see what our community actually offers when it comes to health and wellness and all of the different types of, you know, organizations that are out there to really help guide you in your journey towards health and wellness. So really exploring the opportunities in our community is a great thing to do.
Well, and if you go to the Y has there are so many people like you who can guide you if you don't know how to use the machines or you need some help on diet. There are people that can help you and hold you accountable.
Yeah, we have our wellness coaches, personal trainers, health professionals all throughout the building. So really when you walk in the doors, it's our job to really just make sure that you connect, you feel comfortable, and we answer any questions that you may have. For sure.
We are talking about the Rappahannock YMCA this morning, family-ymca.org. Again, this community health and wellness fair is on November the 3rd. It's at the Massett Family YMCA, and 9:30 to 1:30. It is free, and like you said, just all kinds of information there that's available for any age.
For any age. We're really excited about it, and we just know that it's going to be a great thing, and that we hope that people really learn and feel empowered and get educated when they come through our doors.
Well, and when Devlin and I were talking earlier about when she was mentioning about you can go to your Y membership will take you around the area to all the Ys. You may have friends in King George or Caroline or Spotsylvania, and you live in Stafford.
Right.
You can go and work out with them.
You can go anywhere you want. And as Devlin mentioned, soon we'll be able to go anywhere in the country.
Yeah,
so
not be limited
with your YMCA
yeah.
membership. So yeah. to be able to go anywhere you travel, you can stop by a Y. I do that already, and it's great.
I've known people that have done that, gone to Ohio and yes. done those kind of things.
I was just in Ohio last week and went to a YMCA out there last week.
Yeah, yeah. No, I have heard that, and it's but what a great that devil. And that
right?
is really a nice.
I know
because you see Ys all over the place.
Yeah.
And you can just take them and show them your Rappahannock YMCA card, and there you go.
Like the YMCA is just such a unique organization. And what we're all moving towards is just – we all have – like we do have the same mission. Every Y is different, but, you know, it's just so neat. And, you know, we care about health and wellness and your spirit, mind, and body. And I was going to tag on to her. I don't know how much Naomi knows yet, but we're getting a new app. And it's going to be very interactive.
Ooh.
And it's going to be really focused on health and wellness. Mm. And then, you know, add a little bit of our why information. But,
yeah.
I mean, talking about what you like to eat, and it gives you healthy options on what you can eat and you know, recipes showing. It's going to be real neat.
There are a lot of apps out there, you know, that does make staying fit and
yeah.
staying kind of on task much easier.
There is a ton of apps out there. There's something different for everyone, and so I always encourage people to kind of research what's out there. There's a lot of free apps, so Choose My Plate, My Fitness Pal,
mm-hmm.
Lose It,
mm-hmm.
you name it. There's a lot of apps out there that people can use to really kind of incorporate into their lives and kind of help them, you know, kind of figure out what works best for them.
Yeah. Again, it's the Community Health and Wellness Fair. It's November the 3rd. That's a Friday, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Massett Family YMCA. Family-YMCA.org is the website. More coming up this morning with the Y on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:30.
Okay, listen. We got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg. A Centennial Broadcasting Station. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking about Rappahannock YMCA this morning. Devlin Richards is here from the Y, along with Naomi Murdoch. Devlin is the marketing director for the Y, and Naomi is the community health director. And we started off talking about this community health and wellness fair that is coming up on the 3rd. Naomi, talk about this. You've got this is, I guess, a series. It's called the Healthy for Good series.
Healthy for Good. Yeah, Healthy for Good is an American Heart Association 4-topic 12-month speaker series that we just kicked off last month.
Okay.
It's made possible by Dawn and Bev Newland, so we're excited that they were able to help us out with that. So health professionals from Mary Washington Hospital, YMCA and AHA will be giving monthly talks on steps to really improve and increase and get a healthier life. So focuses there will be how to add nutrient-rich vegetables to our plates, how to plan, shop, and prep healthy meals, how to become more resilient, mindful, and content, and really how to become more physically active, just moving more.
Well, and that's the key, just moving more, because it's mm-hmm. so easy to just fall into we live around, you know, it's just so easy to be sitting in front of the computer or looking at Facebook all the time.
It really is. And so we really need to take the steps to say, hey, how can I be more physically active? It doesn't always mean going into the gym. It could mean just playing more with your kids. Mm-hmm. It could be walking around the block. It could be just getting a walking group up, that type of thing. But we really just want to provide those ways and say, hey, being physically active is important, and these are the benefits and the reasons why.
Well, it's so easy around here. You talk about the trails around the Y, but there are the trails in the city that go through the city. There's the quarry trails. There's up by Mott's Run, there's trails. There are trails around here just galore.
We've got lots available to us for sure.
So that helps. I guess that helps what you do.
It does. It does help. And then another thing about this is that it's free. So anyone can come to this. It's free for anyone to attend. They could go to our website and register for free. So we just encourage people to come. This month's topic is Think Well, Be Well.
Where are these held at?
They're held at the Massett Family YMCA.
They're all at the Massett. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, do you need to sign up for them so you have an idea of what kind of room?
Yeah, so we have an idea of how many people are coming. We do give resources out each time. And so sometimes we give out booklets, sometimes we give out, you know, it depends on the topic, but we just want to make sure we know what people are, who is coming, and we also actually are providing childcare as well.
Okay. Well, and this the timing of all this is really good, whether it's the health and wellness fair on the 3rd or these, you always at the end of the year everyone decides, okay, I'm going to do it.
Right.
Instead of waiting to the end of the year, get a head start.
Really, yeah, and it's something different every single month. So for the next couple months, it's the focus is on being well. Starting in January, it'll be eating smart. And then we'll go into adding color. And then by the end of the year, it'll be about moving more. So every month, it's a different topic that people can jump in on.
Have these been done before? Or is this some new thing that you've cooked up here, so
to
speak?
This is actually the first series that we've done in partnership with American Heart Association and Mary Washington Hospital. So we're excited about it, and we really hope that people kind of discover new ways to explore their health through this series.
Yeah, no, everyone's always looking for things, and like we say, there are apps out there, and there are all kinds of various programs, but this is something you can actually go to and ask questions and get some information.
And share. You know, last month we started with well-being as our baseline. We had a great group of people that came and really kind of shared, you know, different things that they were experiencing and different things that they were going through. And it was really nice to kind of say, this is the baseline. What do we do from here? What's available to us? How do we move forward in our wellness journey?
How did you get involved in all this? Because you're really passionate about all this.
I love it. Well, you know, how did I get involved? I mean, I think I've been involved in wellness, or I've been active my whole entire life. Luckily, my parents, you know, got me involved, and I was active all throughout college. And then it just became something that was a passion for me, like helping people and really talking people through, you know, what it is to be healthy and walking alongside them. To me, that's important. Is sometimes we just need a friend, a buddy to say, hey, you can do this. It just takes one step each and every day. And so the fact that I've got to be a part of so many people's journeys at the YMCA has been a blessing to me. And I've seen so many people's lives change that I'm inspired by that. I'm inspired by them.
Mm-hmm. That does have to be exciting to see someone who was just struggling maybe to do some kind of physical activity and now is, you know, running a 5K or things like that.
You know, being able to actually move from, I've seen people, you know, come in on walkers and then be able to progress to, you know, canes and then be able to progress to walking. I mean, I've seen that. And so I know that it's real. I know that it can happen. And I've seen just people's complete quality of life improve through the programs and the activities that they've been involved at the YMCA.
And like you say, in a lot of cases, it's just you start taking little steps, and you find you can do that, and you can do a little bit more, and before you know it.
I always tell people, don't focus on those big goals. Really focus on the small goals and just taking one step at a time. Those little changes, like you talked about, just cutting out sugar or that's not necessarily a little change, but maybe cutting out soft drinks or little things like that go a long way in the long term.
Yeah, and it's so many things. If you just eat and don't think about it, you can get caught with so many things, and whether it's in you know, learning how to read labels or there's just a lot of things that can help you out. Strategies,
absolutely. Labels can be complicated, so it's really important to be able to go into the grocery store and feel confident about looking at those labels and knowing what you're actually intaking, what you're actually eating, and being mindful about the ingredients and the things that you're putting in your mouth.
Exciting stuff with the Y. I mean, these kind of programs are you're able to just open it up to the community and lots of good stuff.
Yeah, it's all of our programs, all of our activities are open to the community. And as Devlin said, you know, if there is, you know, a concern of financial needs, we will definitely make sure that we work with you because we never want to turn anyone away.
Well, Devlin, we talk about that, and we always come back to it's more than just a gym.
Right.
Absolutely.
I mean, my little thing I like to say is we're more than a gym, we're family. And it's true. It's so true.
Well, and we saw that with every year the Bright Beginnings before school starts.
Gosh.
You gave backpacks and clothes and all kinds of stuff. And I saw the one in King George and Stafford.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, what a great What a great opportunity you each year provide kids to get a good start for school.
It's literally like one of my favorite programs at the Y. So I like to participate from like the beginning, developing the flyers, getting the news out, and volunteering. And then we even shop for the kids who can't make it.
Yeah.
We shop for kids that are on the waiting list if we can get extra sponsors. We serviced over 250 kids this year. I mean, we lost track because there were kids that weren't, you know, signed up, but they needed, you know, we had families with house fires, families when that woman was hit off of Route 3 crossing, you know, we immediately wanted to be there for her kids because it was right before school started. And
yeah.
I mean, it's just so fulfilling doing what we do.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, and you talk about meeting the community's needs, you've got some things going on at Halloween and with costumes and things like that. And that started, I think, last year was the first year you had done that.
Yes. Michelle actually came to us, well, me, and was like, it was a moment where she just said, I need to do something to honor Ryan. And he loved Halloween. And she had this great idea. And we were 110% on board with being the location, getting it out there. And we had over 100 kids that got costumes that may have not been able to get costumes that year.
Because they're expensive.
They are so expensive. I mean, and so we're doing that again. We have a Halloween tree with some specific families, but we're also taking in donations of, we try to keep it lightly used just so it is something nice for these kids and new. So I've been going out to businesses, seeing if the co-workers will get together, purchase some costumes and donate them. So we're taking, you know, costumes in the next couple of weeks and distributing them throughout the community.
That goes back to Ryan was he was a Y member and a young child who had cancer.
Yeah.
And you've continued to help out his mom. I mean,
yeah.
she's continued to be real involved with the Y.
Oh yes, she to overcome what she had to go through and what their family had to go through, and still want to do positivity, like spread positivity, love and kindness. You know, I'll be there with her as much as I can every step of the way. And you know, I think this somewhat tries to help heal, you know, knowing that we're continuing his memory.
Yeah.
So, it's fantastic. So we're in the middle of it right now and we need costumes. So
I was going to ask you that. What if people do want to help out and get involved with the Halloween costumes, what do they need to know?
What do you need to know? Essentially you can drop it off at any location. We'll get it too. But the main location is right now the Massett branch right off of Butler Road.
Yep.
We will take in, any costumes really. Any sizes, any, design. We're not being picky here, but if you wanted to specifically sponsor a family or a child at the Massett location, they do have a tree with information about, you know, what that child may, because how awesome would it be for a child to get, you know, the costume that the character that they really wanted. But these children are happy to get anything at too.
Well, I saw last year the where you had all the costumes. I mean, you had a lot last year, and they were really nice.
We did. We lost count, but it was over 100 children that were able to come in, and I'm almost certain distributed all of them.
Yeah.
There may have been like pieces of costumes that people forgot, but like it was gone. I mean, this was a lifesaver for families.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It really was. So we got to do it again, and we're going to do it again. It's going to be our yearly thing. So it would be so great to have support from our community and really making her dream come true. And that is just having a legacy here for Ryan.
And you may have a Halloween costume or several around that your kids wore a few years ago, and they're fine. Take them over and drop them off.
Take them over here. And, you know, we do have support from the lovely ladies at, like, the WeCycle Wardrobe and, you know, where they donate, you know, certain things. And, you know, it's great. But, you know, go to your employer and ask them, you know, see what if they'd be interested in getting a group of people together and, you know, getting some costumes for these kids.
And if they are and want to get in touch with you, just get in touch with Devlin Richards at the Y.
At the Y, yes. You can find me. Family-YMCA.org.
Yep, there's a list there with everybody, and if you want to talk about getting healthy, you can talk to Naomi about
Family-YMCA.org.
When we come back, we are going to talk again about and give you the information about the health fair and the Healthy for Good series that's going on, and the turkey trots not that far away. We'll talk about that too when we wrap it up with Naomi Murdoch and Devlin Richards with the Rappahannock YMCA on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubert.
The Rappahannock YMCA, our focus with Naomi Murdoch, the Community Health Director, and Devlin Richards, the Marketing Director with the Y this morning. Before you know it, it's going to be turkey trot time.
And
How many years is this for the turkey trot? Do you know?
I know. It's our 25th year. I'm so you got to warn me. You're lucky I knew that.
I know. You looked at me like, what are you going to ask
but
me?
I was so excited because I know this.
Wow, 25 years.
I know, right? I was almost I'm not going to tell you how old I am, but that's almost how I was just a little young one when this started. Yeah, 25 years.
And you know that because there's the banner for the turkey trots on the outside of the massive branch. So you walk by to go in every day. But wow, 25 years. And Naomi, what a great, you know, especially when you talk about getting out and exercising. Even if you can't run a 5K, you can walk it.
You can walk it. You can bring your strollers. It's a great, great family event. I mean, it's really up to you on how you want to complete it, but there's no perfect way. You just go out there and enjoy yourself and then enjoy a nice Thanksgiving meal afterwards.
Yeah, know that you had a lot of exercise.
Get that metabolism going.
That's what makes it fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a great, I mean, what happened a few years ago is the turkey trot got too big, because it always used to start and end at the library downtown, and it got too big, and so it moved for a year or so to Central Park, and it wasn't the same, but it's now the start and the finish is over by JM.
Yeah.
And it's just a great way if you've got family from out of town or if you're going to end up going out of town, if you just do that first in the morning, then
it's a great way to start Thanksgiving and just really enjoy a time out. And it's just always you meet a lot of people and just really get to support great things at the YMCA.
Yeah. It's not just about like getting, you know, your run in or your calories. And when you do a program at the Y, essentially that's supporting, you know, that child who couldn't afford, you know, the parents couldn't afford our before and after school care. Mm-hmm. So you're running for like so much more, you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yep. So sign up. Don't wait because it's a big race and get that taken care of on Thanksgiving morning, the 25th.
I know. I looked at it. There's five Thursdays in November this year.
Okay.
Fun fact. I don't know why. I was like, when is Thanksgiving? When is it going to be? So the 25th.
Yep. Great event. The turkey trot that the YMCA is involved in. The health fair again, Naomi, is November 3rd. It's at the Massett Family YMCA over on Butler Road, 9:30 to 1:30. It's free and just
free.
Lots of good stuff.
Come on in. We're going to have all kinds of membership specials that day. Again, you can check out our facility. Come prepared to, you know, work out or participate in something. The facility will be open, not just for the fair, but for you to really partake and get to know what we have going on at the YMCA.
And if you haven't walked around any of the facilities, but the Massett branch always seems to be adding something. And the area with all the machines and all, there's really high-tech stuff there.
Really, we got a lot of great equipment, something for everyone always, you know, depending on, doesn't matter where you are, you know, there's something in there for you. We're looking at getting some new equipment in the near future, so definitely stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. And all of that equipment, it makes working out a lot easier.
It does. It really, you know, kind of guides you. We have wellness coaches in our wellness centers to kind of walk you through that process, make sure you understand what muscles you're working, you know, different ways to engage in activity and really kind of get yourself bumped up to that next level.
That's the thing I've noticed over the years, just the equipment, it's high tech, so you see a lot of things going on, but it keeps you interested.
Yeah, you can see, you definitely monitor your heart rate. We have televisions for those mm-hmm. of you that, mm-hmm. you know, really get engaged and say, okay, I can get my workout through if I can watch this TV shows. We have a lot of those in our pieces of equipment. And just, again, there's a lot of guidance that goes through showing you how to use the equipment.
Yep. And then there is the continuing Healthy for Good series that's going on. And you have different topics on that.
We do. So definitely this month, our topic is Think Well, Be Well. That's on Thursday, October 26th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Massive Family YMCA. So feel free to register online or come into any one of our branches and register in-house.
Family-YMCA.org. And as we come up to the holidays and people are thinking, I don't have any self-control. A year ago, when we talked at the end of the year about New Year's resolutions, it's not that hard. And like you say, Pick an item or two that you can control and go from there, and then you can add on.
Absolutely. Don't make it that hard for yourself. That's what I want to really tell people, is that don't make it overwhelming for you. Just pick one little thing at a time that you can focus on each and every single week. And bit by bit, you'll start getting closer to maybe some of the bigger goals that you have for yourself.
And if you do it that way, you're more likely to stay with it.
Absolutely. It's about sustainability. So you really want to make those changes that become a part of your lifestyle that you can sustain long term, and just becomes about who you are, becomes a part of you.
I, the other day, talking to someone who dealing with someone in their family who had a minor stroke, and they were saying, you know, it's a wake up call, and you'd rather not get those wake up calls. Be proactive on this.
Yes, and unfortunately with strokes, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's nicknamed the silent killer, because you don't realize, you know, that you have hypertension or you are about to get a stroke. It just kind of happens. And so those are things that you just, again, really need to just make sure you know your numbers, your blood pressure numbers. And, you know, we do have an Empower Post-Stroke program at our facilities for people that have gone through something like that to really help reduce the risk of getting another stroke.
Community Health and Wellness Fair is on November 3rd, 9:30 to 1:30 at the Y, familyymca.org, the Y in Stafford. And again, Devlin Richards, if you got Halloween costumes, drop them off or get in touch with you and you'll get them.
Yes, sir.
Thanks, Devlin Richards and Naomi
Thank
Murdoch.
You.
Thank you so much. Great information. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting.